for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I swear, every week now.
Yeah.
Now, people pass away daily, hourly, minutely. I get that. But we try to run the 10 bells when it's something related to either the show, the combat sports world, the sports world, or personally. And quite shocking when the news came a couple days ago about Stephen Bonnar. I know he'd been sick and he'd been in the hospital and blah, 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 but it's still shocking.
It's shocking that he's 45. Like, you know, that's younger than me. And imagine you.
Well, there's two shirts that are on our table right now. One is the Josh Kosh Bagosh t-shirt from, I forget, that was it, Trash?
Garbage Pail Kids.
No. It's not Garbage Pail Kids. No.
Okay.
I believe it's called Trash Talking
kid. Okay.
It was a t-shirt line that Stephen Bonnar, and I know he had a partner, came out with. And this particular shirt that I still have, never worn, we'd like to call it vintage, is the Josh Kosh
Magosh.
You know, everything is worded differently, but Josh sued Stephen, I believe, allegedly, just the air quotes, had the license through the UFC. So it's kind of like, you know, you give up your name or your likeness or whatever, and then Stefan was able to use these shirts. Now, I believe the shirt eventually got halted, but this is my baby.
It got halted because
of Josh.
Well, but because the Garbage Pail Kids, they probably didn't have a license or a trademark infringement on the actual Garbage Pail Kid. This is a knockoff of that.
It's a slippery slope.
It is, but
it's a slippery.
It was a different era back then.
So we are going to talk about Stephen Bonnar. Really cool dude. Was always good to me. So one of the two shirts that are sitting here is the Trash Talking. I think it's Trash Talking Kids, right?
Yeah, Trash Talking Kids.
The other one is another vintage relic, St. Louis Cardinal jersey.
Okay.
From the late 70s.
Okay.
And I brought it out kind of in memory of one of the neighborhood guys. I was going to say kids, but, you know, you just made reference to younger, you know, Stephen Bonnar, younger than you,
yeah,
obviously younger than me. This jersey is for someone who grew up in our neighborhood. We played Little League against each other. Mike Sassone played for the St. Pete Cardinals, played for the St. Louis Cardinal minor league system.
Okay.
And so that jersey is kind of for him, as well as if Steve can get into it, he's going to wear it to the celebration of life next week.
Oh, man.
And that's my batting helmet that I wore as the bat boy. So I don't know if my head grew.
Yeah, well, everything grew.
Well, so I brought that. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. But sad times,
well, you
know, shocking when it came out about Stephen.
I mean, definitely put the UFC on the map. Like, it took the UFC from barbaric to, like, entertainment, right? I mean,
it was the start of
that fight with Forrest Griffin was legendary. Right? It's iconic.
Iconic.
Yeah, I don't think the UFC would be where it is today without that fight.
I mean, that's true, and I'm going to be the Debbie Downer or whatever. I think this fight could have been if it was Stefan versus somebody, Sam Hoger. I mean, we don't know. I mean, we truly don't know. The advantage of it was both guys brought it.
Yeah.
And I believe, I originally thought Stefan won. Now, I hate when, and I've talked to other people, and I won't mention names, I hate when people go and say, well, after I rewatched it, yeah, I agree with you. Judges don't have that luxury.
Sure.
You know, they have to, you know, they awarded it to Forrest Griffin. Forrest went on and ran with it. Still employed by the UFC.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He's a parking lot attendant at the Apex.
Yeah. Okay.
I just saw him.
And a credential puller.
I was with him. I saw him.
I know you saw him.
No, but the, but I have a question for you, Randy. Would that fight last? Like, would it be like that now with the way that the referees stop fights early and caution of protecting the fighter at all costs? Do you think that kind of war, like, or battle,
don't
or,
ever use either one of those,
would still exist in today's modern athlete?
Yeah, and again, I haven't rewatched it. I don't know if I've ever rewatched it. You know, you see a clip or, you know, here or there in the opening of the UFC at every pay-per-view. I don't remember there ever being that portion where it qualified to stop the fight. I mean, it was a dragged down battle. I mean, of course, but I don't think anybody was ever in. And again, this was years ago. Somebody called me this morning and said, yeah, I had a message. You called me 4 months ago.
Okay.
And I said, I don't remember this morning. How do I remember 4 months ago? I don't remember the fight. Okay. I couldn't tell you, was Forrest ever in danger? Was Stefan ever in danger? But it definitely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame wing of fights that has propelled the UFC to where it is today.
Sure. But Stefan's not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, no, he's not a Hall of Famer. And that's not to dig on Stefan. But no, he's not a Hall of Famer. The fight is in the Hall of Fame.
Sure.
I don't think anybody would say that Stefan Bonner was a MMA Hall of Famer. And I'm not trying to, you know, not at all. Stefan was a friend. You know, I don't think you were involved when Stefan and Batista and their trainers came when we were doing the show live from Bubba's studio.
Oh, no.
You know, and Stefan brought in. And that's when Stefan, and we were still doing the Ryan Bennett, raising money for the Ryan Bennett family. And Stefan wanted to donate something.
Okay.
And I told him, he's nuts, and you're not going to mail me that across state line.
What was he going to mail you?
Well, he had, not alleged, I think he did get tested positive. So he wanted to mail the bottle that he tested positive from to me to auction off.
Really?
I'm like, no, thank you.
Why? Why you don't want the...
What?
Why would you not want that?
Why would I not want a bottle of illegal substance mailed to me?
Well, what's illegal about it?
What?
What did he take? I don't know. I don't know the story.
We'll just move on.
Oh, come on. Now the juicy part's here and you want to move on?
We'll just move on.
Come on.
No.
Just talk about it.
Common sense.
Write it down.
Common sense.
Steroids?
Yes.
That's not... What's wrong with steroids?
You can mail them across state line?
There's hormonal replacement clinics everywhere.
I didn't ask that.
It's normal.
I didn't ask
that. Maybe back then.
A, back then. Back then. And B, mailing those when it is illegal. Mailing it across state lines
federal.
Is not a good idea.
Yeah, I get that.
Right. So I'm like, no. No.
But it would bring value.
It would have been a cool item to have for a serious collector that you didn't have to mail across state lines.
Yeah. Well, I'm bringing it with him next
time. So whatever state he happened to be in. Oh, so he would bring it across state lines. Yeah. So then it's not federal if he gives it to you in the state.
Well, yeah. Right. There you go.
Anyway, having fun. Stefan was a good guy.
Yeah.
Had some troubles.
He did. Alcohol troubles. DUI troubles.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, but like, I think a lot of athletes at that stage of their career, they kind of go through it. They're out of the limelight. Their career is already in the past. You know, I think a lot of them deal with emotional issues of, you know, what they once were, what they're going to be.
We're going to address that a little bit more. We may even talk a little bit about Michael Cessone. We need to hit this break because I've waited and worked on this for a couple of weeks now. And I hope not to get too emotional. Chris Daughtry got me emotional. Hopefully I won't get too emotional when our first guest of the afternoon comes on after this break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Summit. We'll be right back.
This This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jim Palmer, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
It's ReliaQuest Bowl 2023, and it's going to be big. Watch the Mississippi State Bulldogs passing leader Will Rogers take on the Illinois Fighting Illini's Chase Brown, the nation's second leading rusher. It's SEC versus Big Ten. Be there. The battle kicks off noon Monday, January 2, Raymond James Stadium. Do not miss it. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Duffy Waldorf from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tournament Day Pizza. Got the Golf Expo coming up shortly, Randy.
A couple weeks. We'll be broadcasting live from there. I think, are we kicking off the wing challenge, the wing ding?
Yeah, I think it's going to happen today.
Ding dang, all that stuff. And then are we going to attempt to try them? I'm trying to get some free wings is what I'm trying to do.
I can see that. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you can handle spicy. Are you a spicy guy? You like spicy food?
To a certain point. You know, to a certain point. You know, I like a little spice. I like where you can feel it. I don't like where you can't feel for the next 3 days.
Okay.
You know, and there are some people. And as we're waiting for our guest, I'll tell you a quick story. So we were at one of those Japanese chop places back in the day. My grandfather said, can I get something really spicy? So they bring him out something. He's like, no, this isn't spicy enough. And they're like, really? So they go into the back and they bring this special little bowl. And even the chef is watching. And my grandfather eats it like nothing. And they just couldn't believe it. Granted, he had no taste buds from when he had cancer.
Okay.
So he couldn't feel it at all. But talking about that is pretty funny. All right, let's get right into this. I'm going to try not to get too emotional. You know, okay. I got emotional with Chris Daughtry.
All right.
This is one of the coolest events that has happened in my career. And I've been on the air for how long?
38 years.
Okay. You were there.
I was not there 38 years ago.
No, well, not 38 years ago. Let's go to the phone lines and welcome to the program for the first time, UFC fighter Natan Levy. Natan, how are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate your time. It's been just over 3 weeks, I think, since your fight. And I'm kind of curious, what you took from that fight, you know, you dominated. Can you take anything from that? And did the fight go as planned? We're going to start talking about the fight.
You know, as far as taking, I took a lot from the fight. You can always learn either from your wins or your losses, and I always prefer to learn from my wins. There's a lot to improve upon, but also I took a lot, you know, of positive feedback for myself. Like, for me, I was fighting a monster. Valdez is a beast. He's as tough as they come. And I was able to completely dismantle him and implement my game fully, so I'm very happy with it.
When you're fighting, can you hear, sense, feel the crowd? I know that you can hear in, you know, your corner and certain maybe voices that you may know or may recognize, but do you have the sense of what's going on in the crowd at all?
It's a funny thing. You know, fighting is very surreal. On one hand, you cannot see or hear anyone. You're fully focused on the fight, and simultaneously you can hear everything and feel the energy from the crowd every time, you know, a strike lands or anything like that. You can feel physically the energy.
I got to be honest. Here's where I'm going to try to keep it, you know, I don't want to get too emotional because I normally don't. Do I get emotional, Matt?
Not really. If it's gravitable.
I have to be honest. Your walk out to the octagon, and I don't know if you noticed it, but as you walked out and I saw the Israeli flags over in the right-hand corner as you're walking out, I got a little emotional about that. Did you see that, and were you aware of that?
I was aware that there were going to be flags, but, you know, once again, like, I might have saw them, but I didn't really process it. I was fully focused on the fight, the task at hand. I know my wife was in the crowd. My brothers came all the way from Israel. My best friends came all the way from Israel, and they were in the crowd, but I couldn't think about any of this. I was completely focused on the fight.
Sure, you were definitely locked in. You know, as I was growing up many years ago, I said it before Matt did, my dad would always get the sports page, and I never really understood it until I got older, and he would circle all of the baseball players that either played in Philadelphia, where we're from, or that were Jews. And I feel bad that you're getting as much attention for the post-fight interview as you did it the fight itself. And A, I want to ask you about that. Is that right, that you're getting just as much about the interview as the fight?
You know, I think I said my truth, and the fact that it echoed throughout the world, I think that's a good thing. You know, I am proud of it. I don't think it overshadows the accomplishment itself. I think they go hand in hand. But also, of course, sometimes if it becomes too much about the gossip, you know, some headlines disregard the fight, that could maybe irritate me a little bit. I feel like, especially if it's a sport newspaper or anything, I think it's worthy to mention the accomplishment as well.
Well, yeah, and I didn't mean that we're not talking about the accomplishments, because we definitely are. But at that press conference, and I went up and I talked to one of your trainers, and honestly, I did have a tear in my eye. I am Jewish. And when you stood up, and not literally standing up because you were sitting down, and said the things you said, as a fellow Jew, it means a lot to me. It means a lot to my family and to other Jews across the world. And I'm curious, are you getting, I know you're getting, you know, some hate, but are you getting a lot of love from Jews and non-Jews as well for standing up and speaking up?
Yeah, you know, thank you for saying that. And for me, it's worth the world. Again, just as big of an accomplishment. It's not about the call out and stuff like that. It's more about how I can help make people feel. And if I made anybody feel good, if I made anybody feel proud, anybody feel, you know, ready to stand up for themselves, then that could be a greater accomplishment than my win inside the cage. So thank you. And I am getting a lot of positivity. And for me, it means the world.
Real quick, Mac, I know you have something. Not only did I feel as proud as I did, and I've stood up, and anybody who knows me knows, you know, my stance. I want to stand up with you, you know, and I want to help you and help our religion and our people to be able to stand up and feel proud to stand up.
Thank you. That's great. That's the goal.
Before the UFC, way before the UFC, there was a basketball player named Tal Brody from Israel, and I had the opportunity to know his nephew and go to the NBA All-Star game together. And I know he is an ambassador for Israel. Let's see. It's actually, he has a title. the goodwill ambassador of Israel. So the question is, have you met Tal Brody, and is there any way that he could help you with your message on helping people stand up for themselves?
I have not met him, but of course I know of him. I think, you know, there's a lot of people working on a common goal. And of course, the more we work together, the better it is. But everybody also got their own platform, their own fan base, and everybody needs to push in their own way.
Okay, now let's bring it. You know, I wanted to say those things. I know that we've talked a little bit off, but I wanted to say it all publicly, you know, my feelings and thanking you for doing that. Let's bring it back. Are you back in the gym yet? Like I said, I know it's just been over 3 weeks. Are you already back in training?
I am back in training, but unfortunately, I can't do full training. I can't spar yet. I always get hurt from hitting people, so I got a couple of, you know, small injuries, nothing major. So I'm very happy. I'm sure I'll be back fully in the gym soon. But right now, I got a couple of small things that I can't really train like I did before the fight. So I got to let it rest.
When do you think, or when would you like to fight again? I know that there's some injuries and you have to take care of that. I mean, do you have any dates, any thoughts?
I would love to fight in March. That's what I'm pushing for.
So, Natan, back to like an actual combat sport question. You know, we know the UFC started because Art Davey brought all the different disciplines together to see which one was superior. But talk about Krav Maga. It comes from Israel, and I think, in my personal opinion, it's the best for like tactical fighting in the street against a random opponent. But take it from there. Like, what the history of it and the significance of it in your program you teach the kids.
Yeah, I think, you know, Krav Maga, like all martial arts, it's an awesome tool to develop self-discipline, self-respect to the others around you. So for me, that's the base, that's the fundamental thing that's most important about training. And of course, there is a self-defense part. And not everybody, you know, trains want to compete or fight. So a lot of people would do Thai boxing because they want to compete, and a lot of people will do Krav Maga because they just want to learn how to defend themselves, feel more confident. And I think that's an awesome, great thing.
Maybe I'll teach the guy who hit our car and did his hit and run and ran away last night. Yeah. I'll teach him some of that. Natan, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it. I'll be in Vegas next week. I'll hit you up. Maybe we can, you know, connect, go grab some pizza, grab some food, or whatever you're Nothing. Able to eat, you know, outside of training.
Right now I'm eating good.
Oh, there you go. Good for you or good for me? Good, healthy meat would be for you or just good is what I eat.
Yeah, balanced. Some cheats, some good stuff. Staying healthy, but also having a little bit of time and rewarding myself for that big win.
Awesome. Again, thank you very much for your time. If I can do anything at any time, please don't hesitate to reach out to us.
Thank you guys very much for having me. Appreciate the kind words and the platform, and hope to talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you very much. That is Natan Levy. And I forgot you were not there, but I did get a little emotional. You know, it's, you know, just like when we have Neil Hoffman on, you know, who invented the mesh on the bench.
Sure.
And, you know, ironically, I went to a store. I don't want to necessarily publicize them. And, you know, they were having this great big sale, 75% off. I figured, well, they got to have some Hanukkah stuff. Not a single Hanukkah thing was there.
Really?
You know, we've gone to Disney. You know, they have the big Christmas store. It's right. A Christmas store. So I get that. There's one, like, shelf. That's it. So, you know, when I said it to Neil Hoffman, and it's the same thing I kind of mentioned about Natan, you know, we as people don't have a lot of, you know, I was going to talk about role models. And you know how I have always said athletes aren't role models. They're not, to me.
Okay.
You can be an athlete and still be a role model. But just because you're an athlete doesn't make you a role model to me.
Okay.
And I know you with the girls, and it's the same kind of thing. When an athlete does and said the things Natan did, without batting an eye, I kind of cringed when the question was asked because I don't go that direction. And again, I don't want to get too sappy and whatever, but it was a very proud moment for me, you know, when he said, and the reporter brought up the two names. What's his name? West? Kanye. I don't know.
They call him Yeezy.
Yeah, Yeezy. All right, Yeezy E.
Yeah.
I thought he was a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeezy E.
No, that's
the guy who broke his neck, right?
No, Yeezy E's the guy that died. He's a part of the NWA. died of HIV back in the 80s.
Not the NWO, though.
NWO is a different guy.
The NWO the NWO will rule forever.
That's true. NWA is no longer together.
I don't know anything about what you're talking about. And we'll leave it at that. So it was a proud moment for me.
Now, the question is, now, as strong as you feel towards Natan and being an athlete and what he's done, if the flag that he drapes over his body touches the ground.
Absolutely. I'd say the same thing.
Would you? You would confront him just like Johnny Bedford? And
Absolutely.
Like, don't let the flag touch the ground. Don't disrespect the flag.
It wasn't Johnny Bedford, first of all, who recently retired, by the way.
I saw that. He gave it up.
It was, it'll come to me.
Caleb Harris?
I want to say that, but no, I don't think so. It'll come to me.
Okay.
I think he fought Artem.
Jason Knight.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah, I would definitely say so.
So is it just the American flag that touches the ground that offends you, or is
it
any
flag? First of all, you just asked me if it happened to the Israeli flag.
Right. Because
it's any flag.
Because you're a dual citizen.
Like I'm not a dual citizen. Well, but to me, it's disrespectful for a national flag. You know, what those putzes did in Congress is disrespectful.
What'd they do?
They combined the two flags together. Who? The Ukraine flag and the American flag. You don't do that.
What?
Crap. I'm even against, and here's where, when we come back,
You're getting fired up. Don't go to break.
I am.
Don't go to break until you break.
No, we have to. But I'm going to break so that we have enough time for me to vent this. Because when I say this, all hell may break loose.
Oh.
This is
Knockout Shots Fired
Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Glenn Frey, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
It's ReliaQuest Bowl 2023, and it's going to be big. Watch the Mississippi State Bulldogs passing leader Will Rogers take on the Illinois Fighting Illini's Chase Brown, the nation's second leading rusher. It's SEC versus Big Ten. Be there. The battle kicks off noon Monday, January 2, Raymond James Stadium. Do not miss it. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
You don't need to be in the military to take advantage of Military Case Surplus, where you can buy pre-owned storage cases up to 80% off. Most cases are waterproof, airtight, and in excellent used condition at unbeatable prices. Military Case Surplus is located at 8989 Ulmerton Road, Suite B, in Largo. If you need it, they should have it. Call 727-276-8716 or come see them. We all need storage, and Military Case Surplus can save you a lot of money. And they're cool as well. Check them out on Facebook at Military Case Surplus.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Randy Harris here, and once you check out the vinyl image, your search will be over. This is the gift. Perfect for the man cave, she shed, kids room, or garage. Get your favorite band, animal, sport, military, or custom your own record design. I already put my order in, and so should you. Vinyl records are back. Tune in to Knockout Radio for details on how to win a gift certificate to thevinylimage.com.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Danny Sheridan from USA Today, and you're talking sports with, I hate to say this, with Randy Harris.
Why he hated the Saints.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, I was in Jamaica last week, and everybody kept yelling, jerk, jerk.
You know, and so you knew they were talking about you.
I thought they were talking about you. Like, that's what people always say when the Randy's around. But they're talking about the chicken. And I don't want to bring down the show anymore, but during your 10-bell salute, we could have added Bob Marley's grandson who passed away yesterday.
I didn't know that.
He didn't have his inhaler with him, and apparently he suffocated and died. 31 years old, the reggae star. So, yeah, a lot of tragedy in the world.
What's his first name?
Joseph.
So which is there's another reggae guy, Marley's son maybe?
It's, yeah.
They had headphones come out, and I met him at the CES.
But Bob Marley's grandson, Joseph Joe Mercer, dead at 31. Well, life is precious, man. 31 years old, you know? Stephen Bonner, 45 years old. Randy Harris, 106
Shut up.
Years old. Nah, you'll be here for a while.
I would hope so. You're not getting it, though. You're not getting the show at all.
I'm just saying, like, somebody's got to do it. Co-host isn't around. I'll pick up the slack. I'll be here.
Yeah, you might be moving up.
I'm always moving up.
All right, so.
Speaking of moving up.
Hold on, calm down.
Steve Linnae.
Yeah, he stepped in.
Stepped up big time last week. Like, co-host the show.
Did a good job.
Yeah, did you? What did you guys talk about?
More intelligent comments than you have in the 7 years you've been involved.
That's not true.
No, it is true.
How many times did you bring up Tal Brody? Exactly.
Who?
You got to know who he is. He's like the Michael Jordan of Israel.
Oh,
he brought the European Cup
to Israel.
He's Oscar
Schmidt?
He's better than Oscar Schmidt.
No.
He gave up an NBA career to stay in Israel to play.
So did Oscar Schmidt.
He's played in the NBA. Oscar Schmidt played in the NBA. No, he didn't.
He did not.
Really?
He did not.
Wow.
NBA teams drafted him. I believe it was one of the New York teams, okay. I think. And he refused to play in the NBA because back in the day, only amateurs went to the Olympics. And he wanted to represent his country, and he stayed, and he played down there.
Okay.
But, you know.
Do you like that rule that the Olympics had? Do you like how – do you miss the Olympics being like –
Yes.
Amateur.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that. And I'm not going to, don't worry, I'm going to get back and get my blood boiling again.
Okay.
I said I had some comments to make.
About the 50-50 flag?
About the flag in general.
Okay.
Yes, I wished it was all amateurs. The problem is, back when it was all amateurs, they were not amateurs. The Russians were getting paid.
Okay.
The communist countries were getting paid. Now, I'm not even saying that the Americans wasn't getting paid. We don't know that.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, college athletes before they were allowed to get paid.
Like Cam Newton's dad on payroll.
Exactly.
From Auburn.
Exactly.
Allegedly.
So that's one reason why they made the change. They were getting paid anyway. Mm. What difference does it make? It's a shame, but it's just like, you know, all the people that are in jail for marijuana, and now marijuana is legal.
Yeah, let them out.
Right? It's a shame that you can't go back in time, because Oscar Schmidt probably would have won a gold or two or three. And I think I've told this story. How I saw him play for Brazil in Atlanta at the Olympics.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was 96, pretty cool.
96 Olympics. So with that question, like when you talk about,
we
talk about nationality, well, that's when the bombing was, 96.
Yeah.
So it had to be the Olympics.
We just missed it.
Really?
And we were in there. We were in the park.
Yeah.
And
Centennial Park.
Yeah. And we were leaving. We went, and what's funny was, it's not funny, but what's funny is, I said to my wife and son, pick an event, and I'll do the best I can to get tickets.
Okay.
I wanted to see Oscar Schmidt back then.
Right.
My son, of course, wanted to see the Dream Team.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Of course. Yeah.
And my wife wanted to see gymnastics. Well, the tickets that I got for basketball, Brazil played the first game. The U.S. played the second.
Okay.
You couldn't get any better.
For sure.
You couldn't get any better. So.
So we're talking about nationality, pride, the flag. How a lot of combat sport people represent their nation. They bring the flag, they wad it up and throw it in a spit bucket, or they hand it over to somebody who drags it on the floor and they step on it and there's blood all over it. So tell me your thoughts.
I'm 1,000 against the blue line, the black line, the line that goes through the American flag. Like when a police officer gets shot.
Okay.
And you know, I'm definitely pro-police.
Right.
I don't like the black line on the American flag. You're not supposed to change the flag, any flag. And I'm just as adamant about it, whether it's the Brazilian flag, the Russian flag, the German flag, it doesn't matter to me. That's the flag. That is supposed to be the most sacred thing in your country. And to see a fighter, and you've seen me take photos.
Yeah.
They come out and it falls on the floor and they step on it and I just lose my mind. Now, some of the loophole is it has to be a certain dimension.
Right.
Like a Disney. Disney's flags that they fly are not
regulation.
Right. So that's how they get away with not having to take it down and putting it up.
When it rains or, right, okay.
You'd leave it out in the rain anyway, I believe. I don't think you run out there at 2 in the afternoon and take the flag
down. So which is worse for you? The combination of the U.S.-Ukrainian flag or the combination of a Denver Bronco, Tampa Bay Buck jersey by Ryan Jensen, who's coming back on 21-day practice squad to help Brady go into the playoffs. Which one is which one tugs on the heart more?
First, you're an idiot.
Why? Because I brought up content for the show?
No, it's just stupid.
That's what you didn't have last week.
It's stupid to compare those two things. I don't necessarily have a problem with the jersey. And for people that called Ryan Jensen out, they're as big a moron as you are. He's from Colorado.
No. But people take their teams, their professional sports team, more serious than they do their flag and country pride that they have.
Hold on a second. People take their sports teams more serious than the athletes do.
That's way true.
Right?
That's incredibly true.
And again, what people don't understand, and it has changed. Like, back in the day, football was 4 months long. They come for training camps in August. They fly back and forth. Then they're here for those 16 weeks. Throw in the couple preseason, whatever. They're out of here by January, and they're not back till June, periodically.
Right.
Well, now it's kind of year long.
Sure.
You know, that most of them, you know, do move. Most, not all. But back in the day, they wouldn't be here for 6 months. They don't live here.
Right.
They're not attached here or wherever they're playing. When you live there, you get attached to it. It's just their job. That's all it is. You think Billy gives one crap if he was to go somewhere else about this place? It's happened before. We know he doesn't.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Of course.
Well, I'm just saying it's just a job.
That's a job.
You know, and I'm not getting on Billy about it. I'm just saying it's just a job. That's it. And that's all it really is for these athletes. Now, again, it has changed. You know, the NFL guys, you know, tend to stay. Baseball guys tend to stay, even though they leave for a month or whatever. But to say that, it would be like me wearing, I don't know what I would compare wearing with my Philly and a Cardinal jersey.
Both red. Only have to get one fabric. It's nice. It's effective.
It could be.
Do I do a 50-50 jersey?
No,
I think we should get one custom made. No, Tony, DJ stupid. Tony's doing
it's stupid.
Custom shirts. We could wear like a knockoff Garbage Pail Kid shirt.
You know, maybe if like your favorite player, like if Maurice Spates only played for two teams. Okay.
Right.
Then, yeah, that might have been cool, even though I wouldn't wear a tank top. Like, I have one of his jerseys. I could never wear that. I have an Oscar Schmidt jersey. I could never wear that.
I mean, that's in the will, too, right? I get the radio show and the Oscar Schmidt jersey.
No.
I mean, one, he wore number 14. That's my wife's birthday.
It has nothing to do with you or
number.
Me.
You know, and he's from Rio, which is like me. Like, you know,
like, it's like you.
He's like Brazilian.
Oh, now you're from Rio?
I mean, that's David Vieira. Where's he at? I haven't seen him. He's scared?
What? Yeah, yeah.
Are we still fighting or what?
Yeah, he's petrified of you.
Call him.
Yeah. There's nothing to call.
Like, well, I'm waiting. I don't know where he's at.
You don't
delaying the grand opening just so he doesn't fight me. It's fine.
That's what it is. I think he's waiting for all documents to be signed from the attorney.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right.
And I'm having him sign one as well, just so you know.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's not throwing it.
Oh, now you can't intervene.
What do you mean?
You can't play God in this scenario.
Well, first of all, I'm not playing anything.
You can't control the narrative. Like,
of course I can.
Like, if he decides to lay down and like you take a loss to get a tattoo that says I'm the goat, then that's what it is.
First of all, when the bet was made, the agreement was never what tattoo I'm getting.
Oh, it is. And scratch and sniff, just smell like pizza.
I would do that before I'd do that. You're the freaking
the new technology.
You're the freaking goat. That ain't ever going to happen. All right, let's go take our three-quarter break. When we come back, a couple things to talk about. One is the football game that we watched last week. Two is Dan Orlovsky's comments that was on the Four Letter Network that I agree with, that a lot of people in the Tampa Bay area took exception to. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapson.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, so the Four Letter Network the other day talking about that awful football game in Arizona. It was bad.
It was bad.
It was bad. And Dan Orlovsky made a comment that I retweeted and reposted and re-whatever, because it's what I do.
Okay. Who is it?
Dan Orlovsky.
I don't know who
that is. He's on the Four Letter Network, played quarterback here in Tampa.
Okay.
A journeyman. But, again, a journeyman in the NFL is still an NFL player.
Okay.
And, of course, somebody brought up, I guess he was in the end zone running to go make a pass, and he stepped out of bounds, which is a safety. So they're, like, giving him crap because he played in the NFL. Right?
Right.
Dan Orlovsky said that he wants, and I don't remember the exact wording, but I worded it as he wants to give a Christmas gift to all of America. So he's rooting for the Carolina Panthers to win on Sunday so that America doesn't have to see this Tampa Bay Buccaneer team in the playoffs.
Okay.
So Buck fans are now ripping Dan Orlovsky, and he's this and he's that. Did you see the game last week?
Yeah.
Do you want to watch him in the playoffs?
It's like a wounded animal.
I want them in the playoffs. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And you know my stance on teams and blah, blah, blah. But I don't, you know.
Again, it's tough to watch.
It is tough.
It's tough to watch. It's like, you know, a wounded animal that, you know, you have to put down to pasture at some point. Yeah, you know, but at the same time, they have a string of injuries. They lost another offensive line, like, this week at Wells. There's the backup to Smith. I mean, so now they've got Steve filling in. You know,
Hold on a second. Hold on. I've heard this before. Oh, this is Styles G. White.
Oh, yeah.
You're changing the narrative. That's what you just did by mentioning why they're bad. I don't care why they're bad.
Yeah, but you can't win a football game without an offensive line.
I understand that. And the Bucs have proven that they can't win without an offensive line.
Look at Peyton Manning. He couldn't win when they...
I get all that. All I'm saying is the comment that Dan Orlovsky said is that he hopes for the sake of America... The Carolina Panthers win on Sunday, so that they don't have to see the Bucs, as of right now, play the Dallas Cowboys.
America's team.
Yeah, whatever.
That's the America's team. And you got the golden child.
This is America's show.
You got Tom Brady, the golden boy of the NFL, right? And you got the America's team, which is the star, which is like the pride of the country.
If you did not live in Tampa Bay,
yes.
Do you want to see the Bucs play the Cowboys? Or do you want to see the Panthers play the Cowboys? And I want to hold on. I want to rule out somebody else as well.
Okay.
If you're not a Bucs fan or a Cowboys fan, because yeah, the Cowboys want to play the Bucs.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Right. It's an easy game for them.
Exactly.
Because they've been playing well.
They can rest their starters.
Sure.
And get ready for the second round.
But if they lose, maybe Dak will retire like J.J. Watt. Because if he loses to the Bucs, And then maybe you just throw in the towel. And you're like, I'm done with this career. I'm going to go sell tacos.
First of all, I'm sure it wasn't a split second decision by J.J. Watt.
He made the decision in the third quarter.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what?
That's better than the football guy that played in Buffalo who made the decision at halftime. Do you remember that? It was just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
He made the decision at halftime didn't come out for the second half.
It's a great time. Antonio Brown did the same thing. He walked out.
You know, I wonder if Antonio Brown thinks on a regular basis that he cost the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a Super Bowl. Because he did.
Yeah, for sure.
If he stayed and would have kept a level head,
Now, I mentioned earlier in the show that I was down in Jamaica.
Hold on. Todd Bowles still was the defensive coordinator. So maybe not.
But I was down in Jamaica this week on vacation with my family.
I know, man.
And Usain Bolt, J.J. Watt, and myself are all related. And guess what? I am that those two guys are not.
I can't say them. I'd get kicked off the air.
I'm not a quitter. Both those guys are done. Their careers are over. And now I'm still doing. I'm still doing it.
But what are you doing?
Well, I'm the pizza guy. And I'm a radio star.
But no, hold on a second. You are a quitter.
I'm not a quitter.
You quit pizza.
No, I didn't quit pizza. I'm doing it right now.
No, you came back.
Well, I took a break from pizza.
No. You quit.
Well, can I jump into retirement like all the UFC guys and be like, retire, get a better contract structure, better deal,
That's what I'm saying. So what's JJ may come back.
You think he'll come back?
I'm not saying that.
On a better team?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we've seen it before.
If you were a pro athlete, would you join a better team just to get a ring? If you were like deep in the playoffs, is that something you would do as an athlete?
I'm not chasing rings. Again, I'm not an athlete. I'm not chasing rings. I chase money.
Oh, it's all about the money.
It's all about the money. I don't give a rat's ass about the ring.
Oh, the ring is way more valuable, isn't it?
No, the rings are worth $30,000.
No, but I'm saying like just the status of being a Super Bowl champion is way more valuable than the cash in the bank.
Let me ask you a question.
Because Dan Marino didn't get a ring.
Take away, I'm not going to say names that I'm going to talk about. Pick a team. You want to go Bucks?
Go Bucks.
Okay. Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Not counting Mike Evans, not counting Brady and Godwin and, you know,
Miller.
David and, well, okay. Scotty may even come into this. You know, you're a good player in a league. It doesn't even have to be the NFL.
Okay.
You're a good player in a professional league.
Okay.
Average. Which is great. You're still not flipping burgers.
Still an elite.
You're an elite athlete. You're making good money.
Okay.
Would you rather have a ring that you had nothing to do with? You're the backup. You're a backup lineman.
Like Michael Clayton. Like Clayton got a Super Bowl ring. He caught two passes that year. He said it was worth $1 million contract, so he got $500,000 per ball.
Right.
But he didn't play a big role in that victory.
Now he got $1 million.
Right.
So he went to the Giants for $1 million.
But you don't think the status of being a Super Bowl champion is worth more than the $1 million? Because he already had $1 million from his first contract.
Yeah, but, you know, to me, I would. Me. Again, I'm not an athlete. So I don't think like an athlete. I think like an everyday person. I'm going to leave. I would rather have money and play on another team than be a backup and win a Super Bowl. Because that ring doesn't mean anything.
It's legacy.
But
the ring means everything.
What? So if somebody Googles,
Dan Marino has all the money. He
Matt
never got
Smith,
the ring. You don't think he'd trade his left testicle for a ring?
I said to you, but you don't listen to me.
Okay.
Taking out Tom Brady, Mike Evans. So taking out Dan Marino, who has all the money.
Right.
He doesn't need money. He's
a pizza guy. He's just like me.
Larry Zonka, Mercury Morris, Paul Warfield, Nick Bonacani, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying the second string people. You know, the practice squad people. Yeah, they may get a ring. They didn't play. What kind of legacy is that? I would rather have a contract somewhere else, make the money that is going to set me up, set my family up, blah, blah, than to have a ring that I had nothing to do with. I practiced against the ones. I got you ready for the beating by you beating me, you know, right. On the field. So, I mean, that's me. But again, I'm not an athlete. I've said that from day one.
But we're not talking about third string backup practice squad guys. We're talking about J.J. Watt. You don't think a ring, a legacy, like for him to retire and come out, but you think he would come back to get a chance to go on like a 49ers team? That's stacking
the
deck.
It's possible.
Like, so he can get that legacy to cement it.
Possible. Karl Malone did it. Karl Malone chased a ring. Charles Barkley chased a ring. Neither one got it. Yeah, they're chasing the ring. they don't need the money.
Right.
You know, so that's I said, taking those types of people out because they don't need the money. So, yeah, the ring might mean something to them. But what does a ring mean to somebody that doesn't do a whole lot? But a J.J. Watt goes to the 49ers. The 49ers are the best defense in football right now.
Yeah.
The 49ers are probably the best team, you know, in the NFC. The 49ers should go to the Super Bowl. So what is J.J. Watt going to bring to that team? A rest. He can take another stud out. You know, I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, isn't it almost like winning a Super Bowl or winning a championship ring that you didn't even play?
I mean, I can see your point for like the backups of the backups, but I think if you're an elite athlete in the NFL, I think you're chasing a ring. I think you're chasing a ring more than the money. But I just think that's the motivation to get up every day, to go to 2-a-day practices, to sacrifice your body, to go through the pain and the surgeries and the off season. I think that ring at the end of it is the motivation that is required to be a champion. That's just my opinion.
I get it.
And speaking of legendary figures, champions, like Franco Harris passed away. Talk about big names.
Didn't we talk about that?
Well, I was out of town. I was in the...
Okay, no. But man. I almost wore my Franco Harris jersey. And I don't know if I'm sure I have at some point. I normally don't wear, you know, jerseys like that. But didn't he want to do the best Harris ever?
He didn't like well, because you already have a liner from Franco Harris.
Right.
So he's already new. And so when we were at the Super Bowl, you're like, hey, go over and get a liner from Franco Harris. So I went over and I was trying to explain to him the game we play in, best Harris ever. We wanted to get an updated liner for the show. And I just don't think he understood the concept. And he thought I was asking him for something like a charity or like a scamming him for something. So he was very, very short and did not think it was amusing.
Right. Well, he thought you were trying to do something different.
Right, right. You know, he didn't understand like the gimmick of the show. And plus, it was before the COVID, so media row at Miami, the Super Bowl was nuts, and as soon as one person stands up, 30 people try to hit them to come and do their radio show, their podcast. Speaking of podcasts, congrats to DJ Tony for Tough Talk Radio. It's a new podcast coming out.
What's that about?
It's going to be about fighting and combat sports, and that's kind of what we do. It's a knockoff of Knockout Radio.
I'm used to it.
Just like this knockoff Garbage Pail Kid shirt.
That's not a
knockoff. Can I have this?
No.
Why?
Absolutely.
You're not going to wear it.
Absolutely. I wouldn't give it to you anyway, even if I wasn't going to wear it. It's never been worn.
I'll take it.
It means something.
It's offensive.
Now it means even more. You know, I can't find.
I'll trade you the Oscar Schmidt jersey.
Yeah, thanks. There's another shirt that a lot of people have tried to get from me. And I hid it so that nobody could find it, and now I can't find it.
You're good hiding stuff.
It's the Chris Benoit shirt.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, you have one.
I do have one somewhere. I don't know where it is, but it's probably with my Christmas ornaments, my wife's Christmas tree, all the stuff that I've lost.
Well, that's why they don't let you be the Easter Bunny anymore.
Because I eat the eggs.
Well, no, because nobody can find them.
I'm good.
Good
so, hiding so, stuff. So do you think J.J. Watt is coming?
I mean, I just think he's on such a bad team. I think when you're an elite player of that caliber and you're the only one that's like carrying the weight of a squad that's not motivated or are mathematically eliminated or out of the picture, I think you jump out, save your career, save your body, and I think he comes back on a better team that's committed to winning.
Not disagreeing, but the bad side is so you're leaving the sinking ship.
Yeah, so, you got to get off.
So you're not the captain. You're not Leonardo DiCaprio or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Jack.
You're going down. I've never saw the movie. You're going down with the ship. But just as many people are going to say, yeah. Again, I've said this all along. Who are you? Who am I? Who is Caleb to tell somebody not to continue making money?
Yeah.
Not to continue doing whatever. But just as many people that are going to say that are going to say, oh, you chased the ring. You only played to chase the ring.
Yeah, but all people are going to remember in the future is that you have a ring.
I don't know if they will.
That's all they're going to remember.
I don't know.
LeBron chased the ring, and he went down and got it in Miami, and he went got in Cleveland. He's chasing the ring. I mean, but all you're going to remember is his championships. Don't remember the motive.
Again, you're talking about somebody, a LeBron James. J.J. Watt is one of the greatest to ever play the game.
He's a LeBron James of his position.
But I don't know if years down they're going to remember that he chased the ring. I don't even know if people are going to know he had a ring.
Who?
J.J. Watt. You know J.J. Watt, you know, from Texas.
Yeah.
You don't know. If Arizona would have gone, would you have, oh, J.J. got a ring. You might have said, oh, I'm happy J.J. got a ring, and then next year you're going to forget he even was on the team.
Well, look, the only reason they call him Tom Brady the GOAT is because of how much hardware he has. If he didn't have all those championships, if he was another Dan Probably Marino true. Or a Aaron Rodgers and got one ring and, you know, well, right. Patrick Mahomes.
If he would have gotten one ring.
He'd be a great quarterback.
Or two. Again.
But he would not be the GOAT of all course, time. It's because, all championships. That's all
because
hardware.
He has 10 rings. I get it.
He has 7
rings. He has 10.
Why? Because Peyton Manning gave him the other two?
No, he has 10. Think about it. And we'll expand on it when we return. 10 rings for Tom Brady. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stasso.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.